This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Lucas Willard. My Payroll HR, a Saratoga County-based payroll company, abruptly closed its doors last week. The shutdown of the business that serves more than 4,000 employers has the potential to affect tens of thousands of workers nationwide. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for an investigation into the incident. Jared Barton, the operations manager at The Shop, a bar and restaurant in Troy, is also the creator of a growing Facebook group where those affected across the country are coming together to seek answers.
Thursday morning, September 5th, I woke up to a couple text messages from staff members that I directly supervise that basically said, hey, it looks like last week's paycheck has been withdrawn from my bank account under a third party that I don't recognize. This tagline for Cache Bank was showing up in people's bank statements as a reversal charge for the exact amount of the Friday, August 30th paychecks. So I checked my account, same thing, Cache Bank Financial Services / reversal, negative, my entire paycheck. So I called our accountant, our middle person in this whole experience, and they said that sounds like fraud. We're looking into it. A lot of people have been affected by this. It seems like something was compromised. Within the hour, the accountant had called us back and said, it's not fraud, your personal information isn't compromised, but it's an internal issue with the payroll company that we contract and one of their business dealings. We're not sure exactly what happened, but we'll keep you updated. And throughout the day, it became clear that my payroll HR, our payroll contractor, had had their assets frozen because of some sort of corporate wrongdoing or investigation of the CEO and main shareholder. And with that, all of the money that businesses had paid into my payroll HR's payroll trust to be paid out to their employees was frozen. And the third party automated clearinghouse distributor of the electronic funds transfers into individual employee accounts across their 4,000 clients had essentially given the money to individual employees on credit from my payroll HR because they couldn't get the money from my payroll HR. And when they came knocking for the money from my payroll HR, the money wasn't there. So they repossessed it from the employees that they had distributed it to.
So did you try and contact my payroll HR for those answers, or did those come from your accountant?
Initially, things came from the accountant. We started to do our own digging. I called my payroll HR and didn't get through right away. Did get a phone call back about an hour later from somebody who sounded almost as distraught as I was. Somebody that said, I hope your bank balance isn't negative because mine is. And I don't know what to tell you because I don't have any answers, and essentially hung up on me because they had their own things to deal with. But it sounds like this went all the way up the ladder to the employees of these companies.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo stated Friday night that there was, in the number that he gave, 4,000 or more customers affected by this issue. So this is not just local to Saratoga County or the Capital Region where My Payroll HR is headquartered. So you are the creator of a Facebook group that, last I checked, Sunday morning had more than 1,300 people in it, all exchanging information and leaving comments. Were you able to get any answers or facilitate any discussion on that group that was helpful to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did tweet out 4,000 clients. That client number refers to businesses.
Right.
And so then you take into account every single employee for every single one of those businesses. And a number that's been thrown around in the group is upwards of 90,000 individuals.
Wow.
So there's only room for this Facebook group to grow as we all search for answers. But it has been a resource, I think, for me personally and for, you know, everyone in it to learn ways to better contact their bank accounts, learn ways to, you know, deal between their employer and employee issues where they try to sort out what's happened, because really employer and employee are all victim in this set of circumstances. And so people who have had success with their banks in one way have posted, you know, a letter that they brought with their bank from an accountant, or they've posted a conversation that they had with one of these third parties that has said, we took back what was ours, essentially, is what some people were told when they called this Cache Financial Services company. And it's led us all kind of through the dark a little bit together, which has been comforting in a strange sense, but also very frustrating to see just how many people are affected.
The governor has called for an investigation into what happened. What are you hoping to see? What comes out of that?
You know, I really hope that justice can be served, that the people who worked hard to earn their money can make that money back from the people who have taken it from them. Businesses distributed that money to a payroll company with the hopes that that money would make its way to their employees' bank accounts, and it's been taken away. It's been blocked in the middle somewhere by this Cache Financial Services, who has no contract with the businesses or the employees that have been the most hard hit affected by this situation.
And how many employees are at the shop?
We have 26 employees at the shop.
So then in the past few days, since the employees noticed that their paychecks were missing or withdrawn, has the shop been able to do anything to help those employees out?
Yeah, so the shop has specifically a really tight-knit group of 26 employees. We kind of consider ourselves a weird working family. And so we've all been looking out for each other for the last week. I'm in an interesting situation because while I have 26 people, including myself, that I'm kind of supervisor of, I'm still not the owner of the business. And so
sure,
I've been directly affected as an employee, but I also am the one that is providing answers for my staff. And we've done everything that we can to make sure that each individual person with each individual set of needs has been taken care of on a, you know, staff community level. Because we don't necessarily have answers as to what the business at large is going to do to handle this in the short term. But I can only imagine every business taking this financial hit, if they're shouldering the burden of redistributing that money and hoping for it to come back from, you know, the corporate entities that have taken it from them. Businesses will be buried by this, you know, financial burden. And so we try to be empathetic to that part of the situation as well.